Tzeitzei, the beginning of Sheni, and that's the beginning of Shatter Chafalot. The Torah there only gives the list of Chilichimus,
someone was put to death by the Bezdin. There are four punishments, Skila, Sveif, Erek, Vechenek. So if one was put to death by the Bezdin, so the Torah says, L'osodin neblosal ha'eitz, kikovetik berenim ha'yamahu, kikilus ha'vekim toloi, v'loisit tameis ad moscho. So the Ramban points out on that pasuk, Rashi sounds like he says that the mitzvah of kvura is because man was created b'tzelem alakim, and if you're going to have the person hanging on the gallows, v'solisa osal ha'eitz, so it's going to be a bizoyin ta'kodesh bocha because man was created b'tzelem alakim. So from the way Rashi translates the pasuk, it would appear as if the mitzvah of kvura even applies to non-Jewish bodies. So the Ramban says that's against the halach, and the mitzvah of kvura only applies to a Jewish body. It's not because the person is tzelem alakim, but rather because we are bonim lamokim. That's kikilos alakim toli. However, the pasuk says v'lo setame yisad moscha. So the Ramban quotes from Psukim in Yeshua, that when they hung up the Lamed Aleph Malachim, when they killed all the Goyish kings in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a central country. It connects Europe, Asia, and Africa. So it was always crucial in history. Whoever controls Eretz Yisrael controls a lot of that area. So in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, there were 31 kings, had government offices, had palaces in Eretz Yisrael. So the Psukim say in Sefer Yeshua that when they succeeded in killing the kings, they hung them up, and they buried them on the same day to fulfill the pasuk that says in Chumash, "Lo sol in nevlo sal ho'eitz." So the Ramban asks, but the mitzvah only applies to Jewish bodies, and no mitzvah kvura, a non-Jewish body. So he says, but the end of the pasuk says, this long Ramban in section one, in Marmikam section one, Ramban writes there that a goy shemes in Eretz Yisrael you have to bury the same day because lo setam es ad moschom. This is a problem. Rabbi Chalap's father, Zechanu Lebracha, was a big Talmid Chacham. He was a rabbi in Bronx. Rabbi Chaim Michel Chalap, so he has in one of his svarim, he raises the issue, how do you have a medical school in Eretz Yisrael? Everybody has a cadaver and they work on it. So isn't there a din of kvura? They say akum even in Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't have an answer. He says, according to this Ramban, the Ramban has a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua that we understand, lo setam es ad moscho applies even to Meisei Yakum. So that is an issue. Now, so the original pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Kisetzi only says by the Haruge Bezdin, if someone was put to death by the Bezdin, then there's a mitzvah of kura. It doesn't say what if a person dies at home. Normal death, he dies at home. So the Gemara quotes two brises in Sanhedrin, Adaf Me'vov and Beis, that's the second of the Marmikaimis. Gemara quotes two brises, one after the other. They both say exactly the same thing, word for word. There's one slight difference between the two. The both prices say that because the word is repeated, kovetik berena by Yom Ahu, so we darshan l'shonis kfulim. It says, nosim titin ha'anik tanik, b'sach tiftach. You have a lot of times the word is repeated in the Chumash. And the Gemara has a machloikas hatanai, machloikas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, but he say, dibra terek l'shem b'ni Adam, alo dibra terek l'shem b'ni Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he dictated the way people speak. So people talk, they say a lot of extra words, extra lines, extra words. So you don't have to be medayik so much every word that it says in the Chumash. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Dibur Torah k'lashon b'nei Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way, the way people speak. So you don't have to be medayik everything. And we don't accept that opinion. We pass like Rabbi Akiva. Lo dibur Torah k'lashon b'nei Adam. And whenever you have the shanis kvulim, hanik tanik, nosim titin, mos yumos. So we darshan something. So here, since it says kovetik brena b'yamahu, that's marbi. Even a person dies a natural death; he wasn't put to death by the bezin. The two brises say exactly the same thing, word for word. The slight difference between it's a pella. The Gemara quotes two brises, one after the other, say word for word exactly the same thing. The slight difference between them is the one brisa says that's the brisa that was quoted in number two. Remez l'kvura min ha-Torah. Remez. The other brisa says minayin, doesn't say remez. So the Lecha Mishnah on the bottom of the page in the Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah suggests maybe that is the difference between the two brises. Very strange, you never have this in the Gemara anywhere else. The Gemara quotes the same brisa twice, word for word the same, and they don't explain why they quoted two brises. The Lecha Mishnah says maybe that's the difference. The one brisa follows Rabbi Shmuel, that Dibur Torah k'lashon b'nei Adam, so you can't darshan l'shonis kfulim. So it's only an asmachta, it's only midirabbanan. that you have to bury Shar Mesim. In our Torah, the mitzvah burying Mesim only applies to Haruge Bezin. And the other Brisa says, no, it's a real din deraisa, that it doesn't, the second Brisa, it doesn't say Remez. The other Brisa says, Minayin L'Kvura Min HaTorah, even if a person dies a natural death. This everyone agrees, that Kvuras Mesim, who were put to death by the Bezin, that's a separate Parsha, that's a separate din of Kvura. The dinim are slightly different. So the Gemara has at least two differences. One difference is, in number four of the Marmakoimus, so the Brisa says, if a person was put to death by Chenek or by Sayef, so when you bury the person, you have to bury the Sayef or the Suder that he was choked to death with, or Eben Shiniskalba, if they put him to death through Skila, so if it was one stone, so he buried the stone with him. Gemara says, bury the stone with him. Gemara says, no, Imo B'Tfisosai. He buried the stone within Dalet Amos of the person who was buried. If someone, let's say someone else was killed, not Haruge Bezin, somebody shoots someone else, so you have to bury the pistol that he was murdered with. There is no such thing. It's a special thing only by Haruge Bezin. If the Nazis killed someone, they hung him up on the gallows, so there's a din you have to bury, or there was a talion in Yeridea, they talk about this. So you're allowed to use, there was a sword that the government used to use to behead those who deserved the punishment. So are you allowed to use that sword to Shech Behemoth? So in Nichol Shechita, they have such a discussion. The Pesach Teshuva has a discussion. Why? Maybe it's Asa Bahano. Why should it be Asa Bahano? Because the Brisin says you have to bury it. So maybe after the Second World War, they took the heavy rope from the gallows that the Nazis used to hang people up on, and they wanted to use it after the Tadavim by the Kosel HaMarov. They wanted to use it as a gartel for the Baal Tefila to be more Rachmei Shemayim, that the Baruch Shalom should have Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael, that look what happened. The Nazis killed so many Jews. So there's a tshuva in the Sefer Kol Mevaseh by Rav Shulam Broth about that. Is there such a din that whenever someone was killed with a gun, so the gun is also banon, you have to bury the gun. And the gallows, the rope that the Nazis hung people, they killed them by hanging them. Not by us, the person is dead already, and then you hang him up. The Haruge Bezin who get clear, they're dead already. There's not death through hanging. But the Nazis killed people by hanging them. So is there such a din? Yeah, it's a fascinating tshuva. So this, the Pashtus of this din, that you have to bury the Eben Sheniskalbo and the Sayef Shenerekbo and the Suda Shenechekbo, this only applies to Haruge Bezin. It doesn't apply when the Nazis killed someone, or the Talion, the government has a sword, and they put people to death with a sword, so the sword is awesome. No, and the sword is Tom Gvura. There is no such thing. So that shows that the Haruge Bezin, the mitzvah of Gvura, by Haruge Bezin is a separate mitzvah. Even if you hold that Gvura, by Shar Meisim is Deraisa, that's what we assume. But Kfura by Haruge Bezin is a separate parsha in the mitzvah. Then number two, there's another din. Number three, in the Mar Mekamis, there's another difference between Haruge Bezin, Kfura by Haruge Bezin, Kfura by Shar Meisim. We have a din, Eikoven Tzadik Eisal Rosha. You're not allowed to bury people who are on a different level of religious observance next to each other. Not only Tzadik Eisal Rosha, even Rosh Hachomer, Eisal Rosha Kal. The Gemara says in Yevamos, if someone's keeping track, I know that he violated 100 Averis. He violated 101 Averis. Who's keeping track? If someone's keeping track, so you're not allowed to bury the one who did 101 Averis next to the one who did 100 Averis. That's why each group has their own cemetery. Mizrahi has their own cemetery. The Aguda has their own cemetery. Each one holds that the others are Rishoyim. Every shul, the Washington Heights, every shul has their own cemetery because you're not allowed to bury Tzadik Eitzel Rosha. And that group, they do 101 others. We only do 100 others. They do 101 others. See, now they're buried one next to the other. So the Gemara asked Akasha in number three of the Marmakomis, how can you bury? The Mishnah says that there were two cemeteries that were miyuchad for the Haruge Bezin. Those who were in the Skolim and the Srafim were buried together. Those who were in the Harogim and Achnokim were buried together. That's why there's a Machloik and Satanan, which is Machoma, Skilo and Srafa, which one is Machoma? And Saif and Chenek, which one is Muhammad? And I have had a machloikis about Skila and Chenek because there was one cemetery for Niskolim and Nisrafim, and there was one cemetery for Nechnokim and Neherogim. So the Tanoim had a machloikis, and the Mishnah is which of the two is Muhammad? But it's clear that one is Muhammad, one is Muhammad. We pass in Skila's Muhammad, and it's Reifa, and Skila's Reifa, Herik Chenek. Chenek is the least. So the Gemara asks, how can you bury Niskolim next to Nisrafim? It's tzadik eitzel rosh, rosh chomer eitzel rosh kal. So Gemara says, Gemara gemiri lo. That's the end of number three in the Marmakamis. Gemara gemiri lo means we have an old tradition that's it, that the haruge bezdin, the din of kvura, is different from the regular din of kvura. So that's clear that the pasuk in Chumash, at the beginning of Sheni, and Parshas Kiseitzeh, the mitzvah clearly is by haruge bezdin, that they have to have a kvura. Bashar Mesim, it's a machloikis, whether it's the Raisa, the Rabbanan, that's how the Lach Mishnah interprets. The Lach Mishnah has this on a Rambam, because the Gemara has a suffix, what's the nature of the din of Kvura? Is it Mishum Kovar Achayim? It's an embarrassment to the family that their relative is not going to be buried. Or is it because of Kapora, that the person gets a Kapora when he gets Chibat HaKevin, when you bury him 6 feet under, so he gets a kapor. So the Gemara says, what's an afkamina? Well, the reason A, reason B, the Gemara says, an afkamina, what if he says, he leaves instructions, lo tigbaruru, lo tigbaruni, I don't want you to bury me. So even if you are going to bury him, he doesn't want to have the kapora. So if he doesn't believe in the kapora, so even if you're going to bury him, he's not going to get a kapora. So if it's mishum kapora sameis, he's not going to get the kapora, so there's no mitzvah to bury him. But if it's mishum kovar achayim, the family will be embarrassed. So then you have to bury him, even though he left instructions should not be buried. So Gemara leaves it as a shayla. So the Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah kvura by Shai Mesim, and even if the person left instructions, don't bury me, we don't listen to him. Why? So the Rambam said, because it's a mitzvah. So that wasn't either choice that the Gemara gave. The Gemara said, is it because of kavod ha'chayim? So that's why we don't listen to him, because it's a busha to the relatives. He's not a balabas to be mevater. Or do you say, no, it's mishum kapara. So if he's moicha in the kapar, he doesn't believe in the kapar of burial, so then he's not going to get the kapar, so you don't gain anything in burying. The Rambam writes in Gansan a third reason. So what if the Rambam is not like either tzad in the Gemara? So the Lech HaMishnah has this essay. So he says, no, the Gemara's Ibaya was working on the assumption that Kvura B'Shar Mesim is only with the Rabbanon. So whatever the reason doesn't apply, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. And the Rambam passing is that Kvura B'Shar Mesim is their Isa. So Lord Hashem and time of the Kru, that's a machlokes hatanoim in Sanhedrin. Whenever you have a mitzvah in the Torah, and we can figure out what the reason for the mitzvah is, and you have a certain situation where the reason doesn't apply, do you say whenever the reason for the mitzvah doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply? You say no. Establishing reasons for the mitzvahs is a chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We have to figure out what are the dinim, what are the mitzvahs, and what's the reason for the mitzvahs. What's the moral, ethical, or religious principle behind it that one can derive from the mitzvah? But it's not from the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpeim. It doesn't regulate Loi Dashin and Time of the Kruah. Time of the Kruah is important. You should try to figure out what moral, ethical, or religious lesson is the mitzvah teaching us, but it's not from the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpeim that it should regulate the application of the mitzvah. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. So Gemara has this machloikus in the end of Bav Metzia, that the Torah says, Lasachvel Begin Almana. When you lend money to an Almana, so you're not allowed to take his mashken clothing of the Almana. So the Gemara says, what's the reason for this strange din? Gemara says, not strange, very simple. If the Almana is poor, so I'm going to take her dress as a mashken. The poor lady only has one dress. So when she wakes up in the morning, she has to go to work, so she needs the dress, so she calls me up on the phone. At 7 o'clock in the morning, she needs a dress. I'm holding on to the mashkin, so I say, okay, but you're going to walk away in the daytime with the dress. I'm not going to have a mashkin, so I want your pajamas. So in the morning, I'm going to go to her home, the poor almana. I'm standing outside. She takes off her pajamas behind the door, and I give her the dress through the crack in the door. She gives me the pajamas. I walk away from the woman's house. Now, I'm the rich man. She's the poor woman. I'm walking away with her pajamas. She calls me up at 11:30 at night. She needs the pajamas. She wants to go to sleep. So I said, but I want a mashkin at night. So she said, she'll give me the dress. So I'm standing outside of the door. She takes off the dress. She's undressed, obviously, on the other side of the door. And I give her the pajamas through the opening, the 2-inch opening in the door. She's going to give me the dress that she was wearing all day long. So what are the neighbors going to say? The neighbor's going to say that the rich man is abusing the woman. He's walking around with her dress and with her pajamas every morning, every night. He's there every night at 11:30, every morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. Ata masiyah shem rabbi shechein osel. So what if it's Mrs. Macy's or Mrs. Gimble's, and I lend her $5 million, and she gives me 5,000 dresses from the store? It's not her dress that she wears. So that's a machloikas hatanaim. She's an almon ashira, whether the din applies or not. So what's the machloikas? They all agree that that's the reason for the mitzvah, But do you say, and we should learn Musa from the reason for mitzvah? We should learn an ethical principle not to cause embarrassment to anybody, not to cause shame rabbi shchein aser. But the shaila is whether the time of the krua is from the midrash ha'teren edreshes mem, does it regulate the application of the mitzvah or not? So that's what the Rambam paskens, we paskin loy dashina time of the krua. So that's what the Rambam writes, even if a person left instructions, I don't want you to bury me, we bury him anyway because it's a mitzvah in the Torah. So the Lech HaMishnah yes, in his commentary on the Rambam, but that wasn't one of the two choices of the Gemara. The Gemara had a suffix, is it because of Kapora? So he's not going to get a Kapora anyway, so we don't have to bother to bury him. Or is it Mishum Kavod Achayim? It would be an embarrassment to the family, to the relatives, so you should bury him. The Rambam wrote a third reason, so that's what Lech HaMishnah says, no. The Gemara's suffix was on the assumption that Kvura Bishar Meisim, other than Harugi Bezdin, is the Rabbanon. So what's the reason for the Rabbanon? Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. But the Rambam paskens that Kvura B'Sham Meisim is the Raisa, so Lo Yedashin in time of the cross, so the whole suffix is irrelevant. The only Bai in the Gemara is irrelevant. That's what the Lech HaMishnah says. So again, the original Pasuk of Chumash says by Haruge Bezin. And the Kvura by Haruge Bezin is clearly a different din, because we bury Tzadik next to Rosh, we bury Niskolim next to Nisrafim, we bury Nachnokim next to Neharogim, even though they're not on the same level of religious observance. The Gemara says, Gemara Gemiri law. And we bury the Evan Sheniskabos. So it's clear that the Kvura by Harugi Bezdin is a separate category, it's a separate mitzvah. And the Kvura by Sham Nesim, that, according to the Lech Mishnah's explanation, that was a machloek of Satanoim, whether that's the Raisa or the Rabbonim. We baskin that is the Raisa. So that's why Loi Dashin and time of the Kvura, even if the reason, whatever the reason for the mitzvah Kvura is, it's irrelevant. The mitzvah applies even when the reason doesn't apply. Regarding this, the details of the Din Ekev and Tzadik Eitz al Rosha, how much of a harchaka do you have to have? So in the Shulchan Aruch, the commentaries say the later poskim have it. The later poskim talk about it. You don't have any early poskim. They say, let's say you have a Jew who became a Meshumet. So he's clearly a Rosha. So they say you have to have a harchaka of 8 amas in between one mace and the other, because every mace has a Tfisas HaKever. It's a Loshan HaMishnah. In the end of Nazir, sometimes it appears that it's Tvisa Sakever, sometimes it's called Tvusa Sakever. Here, number four, the last line of number four, the Marmakim, so that's a quote from the Gemara, Imo Bitvisosai. And the Mishnah is in the end of Nazir, some Girsos have that it's called Tvusa Sakever. So Tvisa Sakever is Dalaramas around the Mesa. So we don't even want to have interlocking Tvisa Sakever. So the Mishumet or the Jew who's a Russia, if someone's keeping track, so he did 101 averis. He did 100 averis. So he has one aver more. So you have to be marchik 8 amas in between. So one of the rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael came up with a chiddush that you're not allowed to bury Jews next to non-Jews. That's this week's sedra. That's the beginning of Parshas Chayisora. That the Bnei Ches volunteered. They respected Avraham Avinu very much in Selikim Atov B'Sachenu, and they said, "We'll give you permission to bury Sora in the most Kabbalistic location." So Avraham Avinu says no, that the Jews live differently, we die differently, we're buried differently, we're not allowed to be buried in a Goyish cemetery. Jews have to be buried separately. So he made a separate, he made the Moros HaMachpelah, he designated the Moros HaMachpelah for the Kevi Yisrael. That's based on the dinner. In Kevin Tzadik Eitzel Rosha, in Kevin Yisrael Eitzel Nochri. So how much of a Harchoka do you need between a Nochri and a Yisrael? So the Pashto says you need 8 Amos. You shouldn't have interlocking Tvisa Sakeba. So one of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael published in his Sefer, he was a prominent Talmud Chacham, he passed away already. So he published in his Sefer Chiddush that you only need 4 Amas, you don't need 8 Amas. Why? So he quotes, there is a din mid the Rabbanon. There's a din mid HaTorah, Kohen is not allowed to be metamei l'meisim. So Kohen is not allowed to touch a mace is metamei b'ohel. So let's say there's a mace in the street, and the Kohen puts his hand on top of the mace, so that's ohel. So the Kohen has to be careful not to put his hand on top of the mace. So they made a din mid the Rabbanon that Toch Dalan Amos of a mace is metame mid the Rabbanon. In case the Kohen may not realize, he's going to be waving his hand around, so it's going to be within Dalan Amos of the mace. He may, by mistake, he may put his hand on top of the mace and violate the din of Ohel. Mace is metame boil. Unless you have a wall in between. Let's say you have a funeral home. And the Kohen is walking in the street, and there's a whole wall over there. So he can't put his hand through the wall. There's a wall, a brick wall over there, and there's a Meis Ramesh right on the inside. Or there's a cemetery, and the Meisim are buried Mamish next to the fence in the cemetery. And the Kohen is walking outside, so there's no chashash that he's going to put his hand in. There's a wall, unless the gate in the cemetery has big empty holes and you put your hand through. But if you don't have holes in the gate in the cemetery, you have a brick wall. So if you can't put your hand through, so then the Gemara says this din me derabbanan doesn't apply. That's among the end of Nazir. This din me derabbanan that the Meisim matami dal rames doesn't apply. So this Talmud Chacham in Eretz, he was a very outstanding Talmud Chacham. He came up with a chiddush that since we paskan, the Rambam paskans the halacha that Meisi Yakam are not metami ba'ohel. So the whole din with the Rabbanon that Dal Ramas around the Meis is metami doesn't apply. So the whole institution of Tfisas HaKeber, that the Dal Ramas around the Meis is considered Tfisas HaKeber, doesn't apply if it's Meisi Yakam. Only if it's a Jewish Meis. And when do you need a harchok of 8 Amas? That's between a Yisrael and a Meshumet, or a Russia and a Tzaddik. So they're both Jewish, and they're both Amitami Ba'ohel. So there's a Din Medirabban, and both Amitami Ba'ohel. So each one has a Tfisas HaKever, Abdallah Ramas, around the mace. So you need, there shouldn't be interlocking Tfisas HaKever. You should have a Harchok of 8 Amas in between. But if one is a Yisrael and one is an Akum, so the Akum is not, the Achri is not Mitami Ba'ohel. So there's no Din Medirabban that you need the Dal Ramas around him. Is Mitami. So there is no interlocking Tvisas HaKever, so all you need is Archok of Dal Ramas. So the Pashtas, I thought, was that he's not right at all. I thought it's absolutely incorrect. The concept that Dal Ramas around the Mesa is Tvisas HaKever is a Din Deraisa. The Din Midrabanan that they said the Koyan shouldn't come too close, that if the Koyan is standing within Dal Ramas, he's in violation of Tumas Kahanim because he may by mistake stretch his hand out. Why did they get the Shia Dal Ramas? That was called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there Raisa Tikkun. There's a Din there Raisa that Dal Ramas around the Mesa is called Tfusas HaKever. That's the number 4 of the Marmakaimus, that when you bury the Haruge Bezdin, you have to bury the Evan Sheniskal Bon, the Eich and Nitlol, and the Saib Shenerak Boy, and the Suda Shenechlik Boy, you have to bury that too. So, well, you don't bury it with the Mesa, bury it. Imo bit Tfusase, bury it Toch Dal Ramas. I thought Dal Ramas around the Mesa is Tfusas HaKever, that's a Din there Raisa. And you shouldn't have interlocking Tvis HaKever. That's called Kvuras two Mesim together. That's a Din Deraisa. This Din that a Koyen Toch Dal Ramas is Matami, that was patterned after the Din Deraisa. It really shouldn't have said Dalam, should have said two Amas or something. How far can you stretch your head? How far is Koyen going to be Matami by mistake? But since there is a Shear of Dal Ramas with Tvis HaKever, so they applied it over here also. I thought it wasn't right at all. I thought for sure. You're not allowed to bury Mesa Yaakov next to Mesa Yisrael within 8 Amas, that for sure is a din. In Europe, in some communities, they had a practice that they would bury, they had a cemetery, so they would have a fence separating between the Mesa Yisrael and the Mesa Yaakov. So they bury the Mesa Yaakov up until the fence, and bury Mesa Yisrael up until the fence. So most of the Achrayim who talk about this, the Munkacha has and the Minchas Aluzer and others have chosen. Most of the recent in the last century, those who talk about it, Muslims say that the fence doesn't help because the Mesim are buried under the ground. The fence is good to make a Rishus HaYochid on top of the ground for Shabbos purposes, to carry in an area if a fence is good. Was it help for the Mesim to bury it under the ground? The minority of Poskim say that if you have a fence, he say if you have Jews buried next to Nanjan, you have a fence in a triangular shape, he was just saying before. So most told that does not solve the problem. And Shlomo Kluge has a tshuva. He says you really have to have archoka between Mesa Yisrael and Mesa Yaakov, 8 Amos. And then he thinks in addition you should put a fence too. Because there's a din in Hilchas Shabbos, when you have an Erev and you're allowed to carry in an area, if you have a properly arranged Erev, you're allowed to carry in the area. But if it's Nifretz L'mokam Osolo, then you're not allowed to carry. Let's say when they made originally, when some Rabbanim made an Erev in Manhattan, so they had a problem. Fine, Manhattan is an Erev. They, in their opinion, the Manhattan had a whole fence around it. But you have tunnels going in and you have bridges going in. So if you can carry something in the area that's enclosed and then forget and carry to a location which is not included in the Erev without crossing through a mechitza, so then we prohibit you, midrabban, even from carrying in the area which is mukav. That's called nifretz l'mokam asola. That's what Shlomo Kluge has in one of his tshuvas. He thinks that we should be machmer, even if you have harchok avei namas, you should still have an addition to that offense. But the offense doesn't help. Most of the achronim hold offense doesn't help. The berry, meisi akum, next to meisi, so within eight amas, because the fence is above the ground, and the meisim are buried below the ground. Fine. So there is a mitzvah of kvura by haruge bezin. That's the original pasuk, and that's a different kind of a mitzvah. And we assume that min haTorah there is a mitzvah of kvura by all meisim as well, by either a person who died a natural death. So the Gemara says, forget about kovatik brand and the kefal loshin, and we say lo dibatera kalushen min yodam like Rabbi Akiva, we darshan l'shan es kvulim. Can't you tell from the fact that it says in Parshas Chayisora that Avraham Avinu bought the Moras HaMachpelah and he buried Zorah separately? The fact that the Torah records this, isn't that an indication that that's the proper thing to do? Otherwise, why did the Chumash write the whole story if it's irrelevant? Everything that Avraham Avinu did, he lived a whole life. You don't write everything in the Chumash. It's not a biography. It's not a history book. If it writes, it means that that's the proper thing to do. So that's not sure that there's really such a din. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, not necessarily. It could be that that was the minhag. Whatever is minhaga, whatever is the minhag, so you're mechuyev to do that. That's a number two of the Marmekomis. Can't you tell from the last line? Minhaga bi'alma. So the Achreinim say, you see, from that Gemara, there is a din of Kavod HaMeisim. That's a pasuk in Chumash. It says in Parsha Samor that a Kohen is not allowed to be metamei l'meisim unless it's one of the seven relatives. So if it's one of seven, if it's a sister, shalohoy salish, achos hapsula shalohoy salish, lo yitamo. He's allowed to be metami to the sister. So the Gemara has in Soita, Dav Gimel Amar Aleph, the Gemara has a machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether lo yitamo is a chayvo, or lo yitamo is a mishus. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that it's only a mishus. If the Kohen chooses to, he's permitted to attend the funeral of the seven relatives. He doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Here, that's number 11 in the Marmekomis. And we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, who says that, no, lo yitam is a chayva. The Gemara has three psukim. That are Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. One is lo yitam. The other one is by Eved Knaini. It says, liyola mehem tavoidu. So Rabbi Shmuel says that it's rishus. If you don't want to, you don't have to let him go free when it comes shnas ha-yovel. Or he's not yotze b'sheish, you don't have to let him go free. But if you want to free the Eved Knaini, there's no averim. And we pass on like Rabbi Akiva that it's an Isser. I'm a Shachar Abda Oiva Be'ese. And the reason why it's in Soitan, the Gimel Amar, because the third Pasuk is the Parsha Soitan. It says, Over Olav Rakina Vikine Yisishtoi. So Rabbi Shmuel says that that's Rishus. If the husband is suspicious, he thinks that his wife is having an affair with someone else, so he's allowed to warn her altistri in Mishplein. And Rabbi Akiva says, No, Chayva. Vikine Yisishtoi is a Chayva. So it's a machlokes hatanaim on Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel on these three mitzvahs. So that pasuk we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, lo yitam is a chayva. That pasuk is the makar of the institution of kavod abrius. The pasuk happens to be speaking about kavod amesim, but from the Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, here it's number 10 of the Mar Mekaymus. So the first line there on number 10. So the Gemara says, let's say you have a crossroads. There's a group going with a chas and kala, celebrating their wedding, and another group going with a funeral to bury a mace. And they have no red light, the green light system. So which group, and they're both at the crossroads, which group takes precedence? So the Gemara says that the ma'avir mes ha-mace b'lifnei ha-kala. The chas and kala take precedence. So the Shittim Kubetze says over there, on that Gemara, because kavod ha-chaim always takes precedence over kavod ha-mason. People don't realize that. The Kavod HaChaim is more common than Kavod HaMeisim. Whenever you attend a funeral, so they always announce that the Chevek Kaddish is bringing in the mace, everybody should stand up. So everybody thinks they're standing up out of respect for the mace. While he was alive, we never stood up for him. So why should we stand up when he's dead? Mm-hmm. I was just at a bris, so they announce everybody should stand up, they're bringing in the baby. You stand up for the baby. He doesn't even have a bris. He didn't do any mitzvahs. He didn't learn any Torah yet. What are you standing up? So the Mishnah says in Bikurim, when the farmers would bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, everybody would stand up out of respect for the Mevi'ei Bikurim. So Bar Tanur says on the Mishnah that he explains, you see from the Mishnah, the obligation to stand up for a person who's in the process of performing a mitzvah is more important than the obligation to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. The difference is l'halocha. So the Bar Tanur writes, that's why the minhag is that you stand up when they bring in a baby, not out of respect for the baby, baby didn't have a bris mila, didn't learn any Torah, didn't do any mitzvahs yet. We're standing up out of respect for the Chevra Kadisha, out of respect for the Kvata, who's bringing the baby to have the bris mila performed. And we stand up out of respect for the Chevra Kadisha, not out of respect for the mace. We never stood up while he was alive. So people think, oh, you have to have respect for the mason more than the chayim. The din is the reverse. You have to have more, the person is alive. There's more of a chiyuv to have kavod abrius while a person is alive. Even after he dies, there's also a din of kavod abrius. So that din, kavod abrius, even applies after he lies. That only applies to mesei Yisrael. But mesei nochrim, while a person, when a nochri is alive, there is a din of kavod abrius. He was created b'tzelem alekin. You have to show kavod abrius to the nochrim. But after they die, there's no longer an obligation of a kavod abrius by the mesei akum. Why the difference? So the Gemara has in Maseches Megillah, take a look at number 13 of the Mar Mekaymas, the first line. Tana Rabbanan, Tashmisha Mitzvah Nizrakim, Tashmisha Kedusha Nignozim. That's an esrig. I have a lulav and an esrig from Sukkah. So what do I do with it after Sukkah is over? So you throw it in the garbage. Shulchan Aruch says it's not right to throw it in the same garbage with the dirty diapers and with the fish bones or the chicken bones. You put it in a separate bag and then you throw it in the garbage. What if you have an old pair of tefillin or old mezuzah, an old sefer Torah that can't be corrected, has so many mistakes, it's so ruined, it's so worn out? So you're not allowed to throw it in the garbage, even if it does not shame Hashem. I remember once somebody had placed an old Megillah Esther in the Seamus and Broyer Shul. So someone else passed by, he was laughing. The fellow was laughing. He said, the fellow who put it in the Seamus didn't realize that Shem Hashem doesn't appear in Megillah Esther. It doesn't matter whether Shem Hashem appears. Megillah Esther is part of Tanakh. If you have Divrei Torah written without Shem Hashem, it's also Shemus. Shemus doesn't only mean Shem Hashem. Shemus means if you have Divrei Torah written, it's Ton Gnezen. Even though you can't use it anymore, let's say the cardboard box that you cover the tefillin with, or the tefillin zekel, or the menthol of the Sefer Torah, or the plastic cover that you have on the mezuzah. Now you buy a golden or silver cover or something. So you have to put the plastic cover in the Shemus when you're no longer going to use it. So if you have an old sukkah and you buy yourself a new fancy sukkah, so as you give the old sukkah to someone else, nobody wants the old sukkah, it's in such bad shape, so you throw it out in the garbage. If you have an esrog and you're not going to save it till next year, you have a lulav, you're not going to save it till next year, so you throw it out in the garbage. Tashmisha mitzvah nizrokim, tashmisha kedusha anignosim. How did the Tanoim know to determine what's tashmisha kedusha and what's tashmisha mitzvah? So the Gemara never explains what the rule is. So Rav Chaim Balojaner writes in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, he thinks that the difference is Tashmisha Kedusha means if you have Divrei Torah written. If you have Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, that's Tashmisha Kedusha. And to the extent that you have Divrei Torah written, to that extent you have Kedusha. So Tefillin have more parshias than Mezuzah. Mezuzah only has Shema V'Hayom Shemaya, and the Tefillin have more parshias, Kadesh V'Yoki V'Yacho. So tefillin have more kedusha. Shal Rosh has more kedusha than Shal Yad, because Shal Rosh has a shin on the outside, has one letter more. And the Sefer Torah has everything that's written in the tefillin plus more. So the Sefer Torah has more kedusha. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Sefer Torah, writes an interesting line that if we'll find the original Aseres Adibrois, so the Aseres Adibrois, which has more kedusha, the original author's copy of Aseres Adibrois, engraved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in person. If you find the Aseres Adibrois and you have a Sefer Torah that is Sefer wrote, Shnas Topshin Ayin Ches, he just finished the Sefer Torah this year, which has more Kedusha? So the Rambam is beferish that the Sefer Torah has more Kedusha than the Aseres Adibrois. The Aseres Adibrois is much more valuable. It's author's copy engraved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more valuable. It costs more money, okay? But which has more Kedusha? So the Rambam says the Sefer Torah has Aseres Adibrois plus much more. To the extent that you have Divrei Torah written, to the extent that you have Psukim, to that extent you're going to have Kedusha. So that's what Rav Chaim Balojaner says, that Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah all have Kedusha because they have Psukim written on them. So there's a din of not only the Sefer Torah itself, even the mental of the Sefer Torah, and the Tefillin Zekel, and the cardboard boxes, everything, and the plastic cover on the Mezuzah, whatever is Meshamish the Kedusha has Kedusha. So Tashmishei mitzvah, though, have no psukim written on them. The sukkah is chal shem shamayim ala sukkah only bizman ha-yontif. After the zman ha-mitzvah is up, so then the kedusha vanishes into thin air. And the hadasim and the Esrig are hooked to the mitzvahsam only bisman mitzvah. After the zman mitzvah is up, so it's poka. Let's say tzitzis. I have a talis and I wear it every day. I plan to wear it tomorrow also, so it's still bisman mitzvah. My wife buys me a brand new talis. So what am I going to do with the old talis? I donate it to the shul. The rabbi says he doesn't want it. It's all yellow and faded. He doesn't want it. So I give it to a poor man on the block. The poor man doesn't want it either. So if nobody wants it, so the zman mitzvah is up. Nobody wants to wear it. So I throw it in the garbage. Shouldn't put it with the dirty diapers. You put it in a separate bag. Then you throw it in the garbage. So that's tashmishei mitzvah have kedusha bizman mitzvah. And after the zman mitzvah is up, they don't have kedusha. So Soloveitchik took this idea of Rav Chaim Baal Ozhener that tashmishei kedusha are established as such based on the fact that they have psukim written, to the extent that you have the Ritter written, to that extent it's going to have Kedusha. So he explained all in Yoni Kedusha. So he said, why does a Jewish person have Kedusha? Why is the Kedusha Yisrael? Where do you have psukim written? So he said, because the Malach teaches every baby, the baby boys and the baby girl, Malach teaches Kala Tarakula, that's the source of the Kedusha Yisrael. Why do you have Kedusha Beis HaKnesset? So he said, from the Rambam is Mashma, that if you have a room, some people in their office, in their businesses, they have one room in the office that's designated to David Mincha and Mar, but there's no Sefer Torah there. So according to the Rambam, that room would not have a Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. The Rambam is Mashma B'Feirush, you only have a Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses if you have a Sefer Torah, if there's a Mokam Yuchat for a Sefer Torah there. We'll get to it soon. The Rambam doesn't agree with the Rambam. Or let's say Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. So why does that have Kedusha? Why you have psukim written on the ground, on the trees? You don't have psukim written. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik was giving a Yortzeit drasha. So he used to throw out questions to the audience to get them all involved. So he said, who conquered Eretz Yisrael? The kibush was Mekadosh. So I said, who conquered Eretz Yisrael? So everybody said, Yeshua ben Nun, but the army. He said, no, the Oren Habris. It says in Yeshua, the Oren Habris was going first. So because the Oren Habris was conquering Eretz Yisrael, so the Kedush came about through Torah Shebichsav. The Oren Habris had the Luchas in it, had the Shivri Luchas in it. There were two Aronis. The Oren HaYetz HaMuhammad had the Shivri Luchas in it, and the Oren that stayed in the Mishkan had the real Luchas in it. So he said, all in Yoni Kedusha, Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash is because the center of the Beis HaMikdash is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We have the Oren, and even the Beis Sheni, when the Oren wasn't there, so the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, it's not Stama's story. The Rama quotes it. He thinks that this is Halacha, that the Oren was in the basement of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Rama feels that it's inconceivable. You cannot imagine a Beis HaMikdash without Luchas. The Beis HaMikdash is Mishkan HaEdus because it has Luchas HaEdus in it. If you don't have Luchas HaEdus, so the whole Mishkan, the whole Beis HaMikdash is not going to have any Kiddush. So that's basically the difference between a Yisrael and a Nochri. The Nochri has seven mitzvahs been enough. So while he's alive, he's a Tashmishei mitzvah. If he keeps the mitzvah, so you have to show Kavod Rabbis to the Nochri while he's alive. After he's dead, it's like the Hadassim or the Esrog, after Sukkot is over, the Kedusha vanishes. Because man, he's able to do mitzvahs, he has a temporary Kedusha. After he's dead, there's no mitzvah of Kvura. So it's Tashmishei mitzvah and Ezrokim. Mashenik and a Jew, because Jewish people, while they're alive, they have a Kedushas Yisrael, because the Malach teaches Kol HaTorah Kula, so the Jewish body is a Tashmishei Kedusha, so even after the person dies, and there's also a din, you have to treat the Tashmishei Kedusha with respect, even Nignozim, even Tashmishei Kedusha, after they become Posalik, they can no longer be used as a Tefillin or Mezuzah, so the din is that it's Nignozim. So it could well be that this is the difference. Why Meisei Akum need no Kvura? Meisei Yisrael do need Kvura. The Meisei Akum, again, the Pasuk Lo Yitamo is the mocker for the mitzvah of Kavod Abrius. It's one of the 630 mitzvahs. Lo Yitamo, the show Kavod HaMeisim, but Kavod HaChaim is a Kavod HaChaim from the Kavod HaMeisim. And the Kavod HaMeisim, that's only by Yisrael. By Nochrim, there's only a din of Kavod Abrius when the person is alive. A lot of American Jews are not observant, but Yortzeit and Kaddish and Yiska, that they all have. So as if the whole Jewish religion revolves about the dead. That's terrible. Our religion revolves about the living. And we say, Lo Yitama is a mitzvah even to show Kavod HaMeisim. Kavod HaChaim, Kavod HaChaim, more important. Our religion does not revolve about the dead. Maybe Avodah Zarah religions revolve about the death and dead people. I remember when I was a little boy in a high school, so Rav Soloveitchik always used to speak by all the Chag HaSmichas. Dr. Belkin was not such a good public speaker. He would speak for 10 minutes, And then he would introduce Rav Soloveitchik, and he would give a whole drasha for an hour every time there was a Chag HaSmicha, a different theme. So remember once he gave a whole drasha about this, that in his family the minhag is that they don't visit the cemeteries. They don't go to visit the cemeteries because Dorish Al HaMesim, HaChashash Dorish Al HaMesim, the Vilna Goyen went to visit his father's grave after the Shiva was up, and then he had a dream that his father came to him in a dream, and he told him, my soul appreciated it very much that you came to visit, but you should know that it had a negative effect on you to go visit. So that's it. From that time on, he never visited the cemetery. And in Balozhin Yeshiva was established by Rav Chaim Balozhin. It was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. So the meaning always was, they never go to the cemeteries because of a chashash of Dor Shalameis. Our religion revolves about living people, not around dead people. It's a din, you have to show kavod even to the mason, even kavod a mason. But when we stand up, when the Chevra Kadisha bring it on, we're not standing up out of respect for the dead person. We're standing up out of respect for the Chevra Kadisha, who are Roisik and the Mitzvah for us on Mace now. In fact, some of the Rishonim say the reason why you stand up, there was an old minhag to stand up on the Chosin Kala, go down the aisle. So the reason why is not because Chosin Dov Malach, he didn't get married yet. He's engaged, he's not married yet. Chosin Dov Malach is after the Chuppah. The reason why he stand up, because he's on his way to perform the Mitzvah of getting married. The Rishonim say like that. Rav Soloveitchik said he thinks that that's the more correct reason, not Chosin Dov Malach, but rather because he's on his way to perform the mitzvah. So getting back again, so the Gemara says, why do you forget about this kavatik berena de kefaloshin? And it depends what the dashin and time of the krua. Why don't you just learn that from Parshat Chayisora? The Chumash records the fact that Rav Avinu buried his wife. So you see that there's a mitzvah kvura. Otherwise, why does it record that in the Chumash? The Gemara says, no. There's a din of kavat ha-mesim. Learn that from the pasuk lo yitama. And kavat always depends and whatever is acceptable, whatever the minhag hamakom is, like the Chof Mesodim says, everything that the Chevra Kadisha does when they do a tahara, there are no halachas about it, no gemaras, everything is all minhag. So whatever the minhag is required because of kavod ha-mason. Minhag used to be for years, used to rub in raw eggs into the hair. Now we don't do it anymore. We don't consider that kavod. Now they use shampoo to wash the hair. Whatever is accepted as the minhag, that's what you have to do. Mitam lo yitama. Just in connection with that, we have a minhag that when we get to Vayvarach David, everybody stands up in Sukkot Zimra. So it's unclear what that minhag is based on. Just maybe David HaMelech recited that prayer in his standing position, so that's what we should recite it. So they say the name of Rabbi Yankin Kamenetsky, that the Gaba used to walk around with the Pushkin, Vayvarach David, when he said, L'cho, so you should put some money into the Pushkin. And the Pesach Shuvan Yeridei and Hilchas Tzedakah raises the possibility when the Gabbai walks around with the Pushkin, maybe you have to stand up out of respect for the Gabbai, like you stand up out of respect for the Chevra Kadisha when they take in the Meis, so you stand up out of respect for the Kvata who's bringing the baby to perform the Bris Milah. So Rabbi Kamenetsky suggested maybe that's where the minhag came from. Maybe they stood up at Vayvarach David because the Gabbai was going to walk. Everybody knew the Gabbai was going to walk around with the Pushkin. An interesting suggestion. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that you have to bury the mace on the same day. And the Rashash points out on that Mishnah that there's an essay and there's a lois essay. Number 9 could be. I think it's the wrong Rashash. Okay. I think it's the wrong Rashash. So the Rashash in the back of the Gemara points out the S is Kavatik Breda Bayamahu before the Shkia. If a person died in the morning, if it's Bechdesh Yas, he should bury him before the Shkia. What if he died late in the afternoon? It's not Shach to bury him before the Shkia. So then there's a Loises, La Salonib La Salhoids. Halona. Halona Sameis means Alois Al Shachar. Even if he can't fulfill a mitzvah zesia, burying by Yomahu before the Shkia, he should try to bury the person before Alois HaShach. And now they have union hours. The union not going to work at night, but other cemeteries get around that. So whenever it's possible, we should arrange to have that done. The Mishnah has, though, that Helineu Lechvodo Eino Oivro Alov. Here, that's a number 7. That's a quotation from the Mishnah. If they did Halonis Hameis, let's say the person died, and you didn't have a chance to notify people to come attend the funeral. You're going to have a funeral today before the Someone dies 9 o'clock in the morning. So if you're going to have the funeral today before the Shkia, fewer people will attend the funeral. So if you were male in a Sames, in order to have more people attend, that is permissible. Ner Lechvoda is permissible. Why? Because the whole reason why you're not allowed to the soul of Nevoah, it's Kikilos Elikim Toloi. The Chumash gives the reason why. So Achreinim are bothered with Akasha. Shouldn't this depend on the Machlokes whether Dashin and Taim and Dekro, or Loi Dashin and Taim and Dekro? We said before that Lasachvel Beger Almoni, you're not allowed to take clothing from an Almoni as a Mashkin. And there's the whole reason why is Atamasiya Shem Rabbi Shechein Aseha. So if she's an Almoni Ashira, a very wealthy woman, so you're not going to have to give it back the pajamas every night and the dress every morning. The whole reason doesn't apply. So there was a machlokes satanai whether the mitzvah applies or not. We paskin loy dashin and time in the krua that the reason for the mitzvah, tamei mitzvahs, is not from the midrash haTorah and the drashas bam, and the mitzvahs have to be observed even if the reason for the mitzvah doesn't apply in that case. How come over here the reason for halonas hameis is Kikilos elikim toloi, that we are bonim lamakim, it's a bizoyin ameis, but if you're leaving over the meis to the next day, lichvodo, so then it is permissible. Isn't this against the din of loy dashin and time in the cross? So achreinim is that kasha. So they give the answer based on number 8 of the Mar Mekayim, is the Gemara has a whole discussion in Sanhedrin. And Daf Chaf Aleph, the king is not allowed to marry more than 18 wives. Le'arba l'anoshim, but le'yosu as levavoy. Because if he's going to be married to too many wives, they're going to tzedreim a cup and he's going to start sinning. What if the wife number 19 was their valedictorian in Beis Yankif? She's the most truma girl in the whole neighborhood. So she's a faket. She's going to be mechazik him. She's going to make him more religious, more observant than before. Does the din still apply? So there's a machloikas hataraim. How do you read the pasuk? Loyabel anoshim, and the reason for it, for loyasu es levavoy. So whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the whole din doesn't apply. But he said, no, loyabel anoshim, semikom, not allowed to marry more than 18 wives. Then another din, loyasu es levavoy. He's not allowed to marry one wife if she's not a frumic girl, because for loyasu es levavoy. So the Gemara says, even if you hold in general, loydashin and time and dekro, that's only when the pasuk is written in the stomach. Like I said, sachfol begin almana. The Chumash doesn't give the reason. But here, the Chumash gives the reason. It says, "Layabla noshem v'layoso es levavai." If you read "layoso es levavai," is the reason for the mitzvah. If you read it as a semicolon, "Layabla noshem" says stama. So even if they're all from, the din would apply. But if you read "layoso es levavai" is the reason for the "layabla noshem," then you don't say "lo dashin" in time of the cross. The Chumash gives the reason for the mitzvah. So whenever the Chumash gives the reason, right next to the mitzvah, like it says "basukas teishvu." So Gemara says in the first daf in Gemara Sukkah that the schach has to be within 20 amas, because if it'll be above 20 amas from the ground where you're sitting, you won't see the schach and you won't be able to reminisce. You're supposed to sit in Sukkah in such a way, you should see the schach. That should remind you of the fact that Bnei Yisrael sat in the Sukkahs in the Midbar. So there the pasuk says, so whenever the Chumash gives a mitzvah's essay or a mitzvah's lois essay, it doesn't make a difference, and he gives you the reason for the mitzvah right next to the reason, right next to the mitzvah, then you say dashin and time edikro. So here also, here it says kavetik brenu kikilos elikim talui. It says the reason for burying the mace on the same day is because of kavet amesim. So whenever the kavet amesim requires you should be helinei lechvad, you should leave the mace over, postpone the funeral till tomorrow, because you get more people to attend the funeral, so then the din requires that you should not observe that mitzvah bearing on the same day. Here everyone would agree that dashin and time in the krua, because the pasuk writes the reason for the mitzvah right next to the mitzvah itself. The Rama in Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tshuvas Rashba, and then another place it quotes Tshuvas Maharil, who both say the same thing, that the shovel that the Chevra Kadisha have that's miyuchad for burying Jewish mason, and the table on which they used to do the tahara and the hearst that they used to take all the Jewish mason. So what if somebody wants to borrow the shovel for their own purposes, or they wants to borrow the hearst for some other purposes? So do you say it's hooked in the mitzvah site? You're not allowed to use it for anything else or not? So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchas Avelus and Hilchas Kvur. He paskins there's a Tshuvas HaRashba like that, and the Tshuvah from the Maharil. Maharil wrote Tshuvas, and then you have the famous Sefer Maharil that's called Rosh is Maril. When he starts Nisni Yosiv, and he gives you all the minhagim, when you say Yalav Yavan, when you say Slichas, when you say Tachnan, when you don't say Tachnan, and so on. So that's the Drushas Maril was written by one of the Talmidim. So sometimes it's not so accurate. The Chuvas Maril were written by the Maril himself. So the Ramah quotes both the Chuvas Maril and the Chuvas HaRashbo, that you don't apply hook to the mitzvasai by the kelim that the Chevek Kadisha has. So if they give permission to use it, they give somebody permission to use it for some purposes, that's okay. It would appear that not everybody agrees. That's a psak of the Shulchan Aruch. It would appear that not everybody agrees because there is an institution of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. The Mishnayos and Megillah talk about that. There are four prokim in Megillah, and one parak is called Perak B'nei Ho'ir, and there's a long quotation here, number 12, from the Ran on the Rif, on the beginning of Perak B'nei Ho'ir. So he raises the question, where does this institution come from? The Mishnayos have that there's such a concept as Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Where does it come from? So the Rambam's opinion is, the Ran and the Rambam are of the opinion that a Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Miyat. There's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel Navi was the Navi before the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and during and after. When the Jews were in Golda's bubble, he was still a Navi. So he says, he tells the Jewish people in advance, the first Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed and going to be sent into Golda's bubble. They will have a miniature Beis HaMikdash where they go into bubble. So what is that referring to? Where did they have the miniature Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says in the end of Megillah, all the shuls all over the world and all the yeshivas all over the world have the status of a Mikdash Miyad. So the Ran thinks, the Ran over there thinks that that's only an asmachta. That's not the real pshat in the pasuk. But midirabbanan, we treat all the shuls and all the yeshivas as if they're a miniature Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam and the Rav Lezer Mimitz and the Sefer Yireim, the Reim holds beferish that it's a din d'oraisa, and the Rambam is also very mashma like that in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that he thinks that that's really pshat in the pasuk in Yechas. Mikdash Mat is a reference to the Batim Kanesis, the Batim Midrashos. So the Rambam seems to say in Hilchas Tfilo that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses only exists if the Beis HaKnesses has a Oren Kodesh with the Sefer Torah. If all year long they don't have, they daven Mincha Maariv, they don't have a Sefer Torah. Once in a while on a tonis they'll bring in a Sefer Torah in order to lane by Mincha, but they don't have Kavua in the room, then it doesn't have a Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash only has Kedusha based on the fact that you have the Orem with the Aseres Adibis, with the Luchas there, because the Mishkan is called Mishkan Ho'edus because it houses the Luchas Ho'edus. So Beis HaKnesses also is a Mikdash Meyat. It only has Kedusha if it has a Sefer Torah. And the source of all Kedusha, like Rav Chaim Volozhin has said, has to be Divrei Torah. You have to have a Sefer Torah, otherwise it doesn't have Kedusha. So the Ramban doesn't say like that. The Ramban thinks that Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is a Tashmishei Mitzvah. He doesn't think it's a Tashmishei Kedusha. And the Ramban thinks that because the Beis HaKnesses enables us to daven better, we can daven without a Beis HaKnesses. A lot of people daven at home. You can daven without a Beis HaKnesses, but if you have a Beis HaKnesses, it enables you to daven better. So that gives the Beis HaKnesses the status of Tashmishei Mitzvah Bizman Mitzvosam. So the Ramah Paskins, like the Chuvas HaRashban, the Chuvas Maril, that only the Eserg itself and the Sukkah itself are hooked to the Talis itself, are hooked to the Mitzvosam. Because that's a Hefta Shal Mitzvah. But let's say you have a Talis Zekel. The Talis Zekel has no status at all. And Tefillin Zekel has the status of Tashmishei Kedusha, because the Tefillin had Kedusha, so the Tefillin Zekel has the status, but the Talis Zekel has no status at all. So the Ramah is of the opinion, the Ramah quotes these Rishonim, that the shovel that the Chevek Kedusha used, and the table that's Miyuchad for doing the Tara on it, and the hearse that's Miyuchad for driving the Mesa Yisrael, is not hooked in the Mitzvasa. Only the things that are singled out by the Chumash, only the Mitzvah itself, like the Talis, or the Esreg, or the Sukkah itself. But according to the Ramban, it could be that the Ramban disagreed, because the Ramban holds that the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses calls man that the people still daven there has a status of Tashmishei Mitzvah. When everybody moves out, all the Jews move to Long Island, and nobody davens in the shul anymore. The Ramban holds them in Atar, the whole Kedusha disappears, vanishes into thin air. like the Esrog after Sukkot is over. You're not going to save it till next year. Or the talus, after my wife buys me a new talus, nobody wants to use the old talus. The Gabbai and Shul doesn't want it, and the poor people don't want it. So the Zman HaMitzvah is up, so the Kedusha disappears. The Ramban holds that Ben HaTorah, the Beis HaKnesses, only has a status of Tashmishei Mitzvah, because it enables us to daven better. It's not the tefillah itself, it's something that helps us daven better. It has the status of Tashmishei Mitzvah. And when everybody moves away, so Ben HaTorah, the whole Kedusha vanishes into thin air. It's only with the Rabbanon that the Gemara says in Megillah, you have to auction it off. You have to sell the shul and use the money for a higher purpose. Malam HaKadosh V'lo Maridin, use the money to fix the Sefer Torah, or so on. So according to this Ramban, it could well be that he would disagree with this Ramah. And the Shulchan Aruch, they recommend we should be choshish for the Ramban, that the shul has not only has a status of Mikdash Meyad, like Beis HaMikdash, a mid-inch of Beis HaMikdash, but it also has a status of Tashmishei Mitzvah. So they say you should be machmir for the Ramban. Rabbi Soloveitchik told over the story that when Baron Rothschild passed away, he left instructions that he wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So de Gaulle was the president of France at that time. So de Gaulle was very upset. He said, what do you mean? The man was born in France, he was educated in France, he made all of his money in France, and he died in France, going to be buried in France. He didn't let them. I think there was an unscheduled LL flight. I think it was in the middle of some war in Eretz Yisrael. Every month in Dunstig, there's another war. So there was some kind of middle of some war, there was an unscheduled flight. So the son of Baron Rothschild that took over after the father visited Ramsar, he told him the story that they saw to it that the father was buried in Eretz Yisrael. Even though he wasn't, he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, the Jews felt that they're different. The Jews live differently, we die differently, we're buried differently. So like in Parshas Chayisa, the Jews have to have a separate Beis HaKloros. Rusam Avia said, when she was converting, she was in Kabbalah Mitzvah, she says, Bashel Terchei Elech, Bashel Tomusi Omus, Yishomek Kaver. I lead a different life. We die differently, we bury differently. Everything is different. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik once said a comment that he heard from his grandfather, Rav Chaim, that there were longer bridges and shorter bridges. George Washington Bridge is much longer than the bridge that goes over to the Bronx. He said, but it's impossible to make a bridge to bridge the gap between a Jew and a non-Jew. The gap is so wide, it's impossible to make a bridge. By us, we don't see it. The children, the Nochem and the Jews, everybody plays together, everybody goes to school together. Not supposed to be like that. The gap is supposed to be so great. We lead a different type of life. Everything is supposed to be different by us. The Gemara talks about, the Bavli talks about the significance of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in the end of Hazinu, the Chiper Admasai Amoi. So the Pshuta Shal Mikra in that Pasuk is, the Psukim say in Hazinu there's going to be a terrible Holocaust, and the people will be asking, where was God when all of this was happening? But where was God when all of this was happening? And then the Pasuk says, after the Holocaust will be over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appease his nation and he will appease his land. So that's what happened after the Second World War. The Jews started to multiply again and roll over the place. We're making money and we're having a lot of children, and Eretz Yisrael, the Medina, was established. So that's the Poshim Shad. V'chiper Admasa Amma means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appease. He will appease his land, Eretz Yisrael, he will appease his nation. And the Gemara in the end of Ksubis, where the Gemara has a whole discussion about the significance of living in Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara says more important is to live in Eretz Yisrael while you're alive, and second best is to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. That's second best. Like Lo Yitama is a mitzvah of Kavod HaMeisim, but Kavod HaChaim is more important. So the Gemara says, Hein Adayma Kol Tosa Lachamisa LeKol Tosa Mechaim. If a person is buried in Eretz Yisrael, he gets a Mechilas Avonis, Bechiper Admosoi Amoi. Poshep Shat is the way Targum Moklis says. V'chipa means God will appease his land and he will appease the Jewish people after that Holocaust that we just mentioned earlier in Hazinu. And the additional level of interpretation is when a Jew is buried in Eretz Yisrael, v'chipa admosai amoi, by being buried in Eretz Yisrael, the Jew will get an atonement. And the Gemara has a lashon kol hakover b'Eretz Yisrael ki l'kover tachas ha-mizbeach. And just like the Mizbeach is Mechaper, So too, if the person is buried in Eretz Yisrael, one who walks the Alan Amos in Eretz Yisrael while he's alive, gets a Mechilas Avonis. The Pnei Yeshua says there's never a Mechilas Avonis without Tshuva. That's what the Mincha Saluza was, the main anti-Zionist years ago, before HaKamas HaMedina. So he quotes from his Elter Zayda, the Pnei Yeshua. So he says, what do you mean the secular Zionists think that they're going to go there, or they're going to get a Mechilas Avonis? So he quotes, there's never a Mechilas Avonis without Tshuva. When you get Malkus, so it gets a Mechilas Nikra Chicha. If he says vidui, the harugi bezin have to say vidui. When a person is about to die, he says vidui. When a person brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to say vidui. If you don't do tshuva, if you don't say vidui, so there's never any mechila. Same thing we pass Yom Kippur. The Rambam assumes Yom Kippur is not mechap unless the person does tshuva. Machlekes HaTanoim. So the same, the Minchas Aluza quotes the Pnei Yeshua at the end of Ksubis, that the walking Dal Aramis in Eretz Yisrael, being buried in Eretz Yisrael, is Mechapa, the Chipad Mas Am, is only if the person says Vidui and he does Tshuva. If he doesn't do Tshuva, it's not Mechapa. So the Yerushalmi has a Machlokes, is it proper to take Mason from Chutz Lortz to bury them in Eretz Yisrael? There's a Pasuk in Novi that complains, Vatavoa Tetamu Es Hartzi. You bring all the dead bodies to Eretz Yisrael. The Poshib Shat Batavoa Tetamas Eretz, I mean the Jews come to Eretz and they dwell there in Eretz Yisrael, the Metame in a spiritual sense. And Yerushalmi uses the Loshen Shaltuma. Yerushalmi has an opinion that it's not proper to bring Mason from Mechutz Lortz into Eretz Yisrael. But in Shulchan Aruch, that's not the accepted opinion. We paskin like the Bavli. Whenever there's a Machlegs Bavli and Yerushalmi, we paskin like the Bavli. So the Bavli says that there is a significance of bringing the Mason from Chutz Lortz to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. The din is that Avelis begins after Stimas HaGoylo. What does it mean, Stimas HaGoylo? So that's a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos in a few places. One is the Marma Kermis, number 14. So Rashi's opinion of Stimas HaGoylo is when you put the lid on the coffin, even way before the Kvur. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says, no, Stimas HaGoylo means after the mace is buried in the ground and you filled up the cavity of the grave, and you put the matzeva on top. Whatever you plan to do today, until you do the Gemar HaKvura today, so the Avelus doesn't begin yet. If you don't plan, our minigas, we don't put the matzeva on the same day. Put the matzeva a year later, or so they put it a month later. So the Gemar HaKvura is when you fill up the cavity of the grave. So the Avelus begins with the Gemar HaKvura. The din is that a Kohen is permitted, we Paskin, obligated to participate, Lo Yitama, obligated to participate in the burial of the seven relatives. So we Paskin, there are two opinions, we Paskin, that's only on the weekdays when there's Kvura. Let's say a relative died and the Kohen wants to be there on Shabbos in the hospital, so that he's not allowed to be Mitame, because on Shabbos you don't do a Kvura. So you can't say that he's Misasik in the Kvura Sameis. So there are more Paskins like that. The Kohen is not allowed to remain there on Shabbos. The Gemara says you have to have Kvura Bikarka. If a person is going to leave instructions, he wants to be cremated, so you're not allowed to do that, because you have to have Ofra Atava or Ofra Toshuv. There's no mitzvah Kvura on ashes. Let's say somebody was cremated. Is there a mitzvah to bury the ashes? In Germany, this was a discussion. Before the Nazis cremated everybody, they would kill individual Jews, and then they would cremate the body, then they would send back to the family the ashes from the mace. So the Rabbanim, one of the Rabbanim from Frankfurt, not from the Breuer's Kehillah, from the other Gemeinde, has a tshuva about this, and his sefer, Menachem Eshev, I think his name is Kirschenbaum. He was an Orthodox rabbi from the other Kehillah. So he discusses this. The Pashtus is, like Rabbi Chaim Oizer writes, that there's no mitzvah kvura on ashes. The mitzvah kvura is only on a body. Ashes is not the mace. So one is not allowed. In Europe, if a person left instructions he wants to be cremated, it was assumed that he didn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim. And the Rabbani would say that you don't have to observe Avelis. Obviously, it was an apikoros. In America, a person wants to be cremated. A lot of times he didn't want to be cremated. Children decided to cremate him. He didn't leave instructions, or even if he did, he probably never knew that it's improper. A lot of times people just didn't know that. So in America, it's not necessarily assumed that because the person left instructions that he wants to be cremated, that he didn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim, and therefore one wouldn't have to observe Avelus. Ramosha has a tshuva where he discusses how deep do you have to bury the mason. You need kvura bikarka. There have to be 6 feet under. So let's say it's swampy, lower down it's very swampy, and higher up is dry land. So Moshe says, he shows from the Shulchan Aruch, if you have three tvachim of afar, that's enough, that's considered the kvur b'karka. That's why the din is, if you bury mason one on top of the other, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, based on Brises, you have to have six tvachim of afar in between. Every mace needs three tvachim in all directions, above and below, and on all the four sides. So if you bury a mace near the surface of the ground, you have to have three tvachim of afar. In Europe, sometimes the government would require that they have to have cement around the mason. So the Osamech has in his safe on the Rami. The Osamech has a tshuva. Is that considered kvur b'karka? So he said 100%. Of course, cement is karka. Ein lucha karka gadol mizeh. Of course, it's karka. We have a minig that we don't bury in metal coffins. We bury in wooden coffins. That's based on the pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. Vayischabehu adam b'soch eitz agon. After eating from the Eitz Hadas, so he was hiding. When he heard Hashem was coming, so he thought, sounds from the post, Pshan the post, so he wanted to hide. So there's a medrash from the days of the Rishonim, they comment on the post, that's the mocha, they bury a person in a wooden coffin. More correct is kvur b'karka, you shouldn't bury anybody in a coffin at all. But if you have a coffin, so the meaning is that you have a wooden coffin. But you see from the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch, they used to bury metal coffins. Forget. If you do Lika Tatsomas, if a person was buried in America, then 20 years later you want to move the body to Eretz Yisrael. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says, when you move the body, you have to start Shiva, you have to observe again Shiva. But if it's in a metal coffin, then it's considered as if he's still Bekarka, because metal is Mamish Karka, metal comes from the ground. That's considered as if he's still Bekarka. If it's a wooden coffin, probably won't be in existence after 20 years. But even if it will somehow, even if the wooden coffin will, so that's not kvur b'karka. Wood is gidule karka, but metal coffin is considered karka mamish. So then there wouldn't be the din of liko tatsamas. This din that the kohen is matami, I'll close with this, the din that the kohen is matami to the seven relatives, so the Gemara says it only applies if the mace is in the same condition that he was at the time that he died. But if they did an autopsy, if they cut out an organ from the mace, the kohen is not allowed to be metame the mace. That's a din in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. Obi la mavis la netzach, okay? Should all observe the mitzvahs in the Torah.